Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Bible from Genesis to Revelation, preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth? It will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Radio show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Radio show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Radio show. Sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water, radio show.
Shalom, shalom, everyone. Peace and Jesus.
Shalom, shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. I'll wait for that beat.
Amen.
Wait for that beat.
Amen.
Amen,
amen. Hey, well, hey, grace amen. And peace, everyone. Hallelujah. Welcome to the first episode of the Tuesday night Bible reading and apocryphal reading.
Amen.
Okay, so everyone, for those of us just looking forward to reading our entire Bible and apocrypha, please know that that's exactly what we're going to do. God willing, we live, right?
Amen.
Amen. Father, allow us to read from Genesis to Revelations, right?
Amen.
So that's all we're going to do is read our Bibles. So everybody, I hope you got your books open. All right.
So we're going to do 30 minutes of the Apocrypha and then 30 minutes of the King James Bible.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Until we complete it all. And you want to open?
Well, yeah.
Hey, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, amen.
So what portion are you bringing, brother?
Well, according to by downloading the app, the very first chapter they have of the Apocrypha is First Ezra. So we're going to start in the book of First Ezra, and we're going to read 30 minutes from the book of First Ezra.
Okay, okay. Well, praise God. And since you're opening up, then I suggest that you pray, open up in prayer saying.
Oh, amen, amen. You know, if you guys are used to my Bible blog talk show, you know I start out with the Lord's Prayer. And then if possible, Brother Job and Sister Red want to bring a scripture reading afterwards, that would be a blessing and amazing. That sound like a plan?
Amen.
All right. Amen. All praises. All right, sisters, please cover your head and face east towards Jerusalem. And also, brothers, please uncover your head, face east towards Jerusalem. And let's pray in. After this matter, therefore, pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
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 Proverbs chapter 28 and verse 1. The wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are bold as a lion. For the transgressions of a land, many are the princes thereof. But by a man of understanding and knowledge, the state thereof shall be prolonged. A poor man that oppresses the poor is like a sweeping rain that leaveth no food. They that forsake the law praise the wicked, but such as keep the law contends with them. Evil men understand not judgment, but they that seek the Lord understand all things. Better is the poor that walketh in his uprightness than he that is perverse in his ways, though he be rich. Whoso keepeth the law is a wise son, but he that is a companion of righteous men shameth his father. I read Proverbs chapter 28, 1-7. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and the doing and the hearing of his word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Beautiful script, bro. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Amen. Grace and peace, family. My name is Brother Isaiah, and I will be doing the Apophica 30-minute reading through Monday or Tuesday, but between those 2 days. Excuse me, I don't know. Sorry about that. But anyways, I will be reading the Apophica, starting from the book of 1st Ezra all the way through the book of 2nd Maccabees. So if you have your Apophica, we're going to start in the book of 1st Maccabees. We're going to start in the book of 1st Ezra, chapter 1, verse 1. So we're in the book of 1st Ezra, chapter 1, verse 1. Through the grace of God, we get an understanding of what the scripture is saying. In Jesus' name. Amen. The book of Ezra, chapter 1, verse 1. And Josiah held the feast of Passover in Jerusalem unto his Lord, and offered the Passover the 14th day of the first month. Having set the priests according to their daily courses, being arrayed in long garments in the temple of the Lord. And he spake unto the Levites, the holy ministers of Israel, that they should hallow themselves unto the Lord, to set the holy ark of the Lord in the houses, the king Solomon, the son of David, had built. And said, ye shall no more bear the ark upon your shoulders. Now therefore serve the Lord your God, and minister unto his people, Israel, and prepare you after your families and kindreds. According as David, the king of Israel, prescribed, and according to the magnificence of Solomon his son, and standing in the temple according to the several dignity of the families of the Levites, who ministered in the presence of your brethren, the children of Israel. Offer the Passover in order, and make ready the sacrifices for your brethren, and keep the Passover according to the commandment of the Lord, which was given unto Moses. And unto the people that was found there, Josias gave 30,000 lambs and kids, and 3,000 calves. These things were given of the king's allowance, according as he promised, to the people, to the priest, and to the Levites. Verse 8. And Helkiah, Zacharias, and Salus, the governors of the temple, gave of the priest for the Passover 2,600 sheep and 300 calves. And Jeconias, and Samias, and Nathaniel, his brother, and Asbias, and Ochel, and Joram, captain over thousands, gave to the Levites for the Passover 5,000 sheep and 700 calves. And when these things were done, the priests and Levites, having the unleavened bread, stood in very comely order according to the kindreds, and according to the several dignities of the fathers, before the people to offer to the Lord, as it is written in the book of Moses. And thus did they in the morning. And they roasted the Passover with fire and appertaineth. As for the sacrifices, they sired them in brass pots and pans with a good savior, and set them before all the people. And afterward they prepared for themselves and for the priests, their brethren, and the sons of Aaron. For the priests offered the fat until night, and the Levites prepared for themselves and the priests, their brethren, the sons of Aaron. The holy singers also, the sons of Asaph, were in their order according to the appointment of David, to wit, Asaph, Zacharias, and Jeduthun, who was of the king's retinue. Moreover, the porters were at every gate. It was not lawful for any to go from his ordinary service, for their brethren, the Levites, prepared for them. Thus were the things that belonged to the sacrifices of the Lord accomplished in that day, that they might hold the Passover, and offer sacrifices upon the altar of the Lord according to the commandment of King Josiah. So the children of Israel which were present held the Passover at that time, and the feast of sweet bread 7 days. And such a Passover was not kept in Israel since time of the prophet Samuel. Yea, all the kings of Israel held not such a Passover as Josiah, and the priests, and Levites, and the Jews held with all Israel that were found dwelling at Jerusalem. In the 18th year of the reign of Josiah was this Passover kept. And the works of Josiah were upright before the Lord with an heart full of godliness. As for the things that came to pass in his time, they were written in former times concerning those that sinned and did wickedly against the Lord above all people and kingdoms, and have they grieved him exceedingly, so that the word of the Lord rose up against Israel. Now after all these acts of Josiah, it came to pass that Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, came to rise war at Carchemish upon Euphrates, and Josiah went out against him. But the king of Egypt sent him, saying, "What have I to do with thee, O king of Judea? I am not sent out from the Lord against thee, for my war is upon Euphrates. And now the Lord is with me, yea, the Lord is with me, hasten me forward. Depart from me, and be not against the Lord." Howbeit Josiah did not turn back his chariot from him, but undertook to fight with him, not regarding the words of the prophet Jeremiah spoken by the mouth of the Lord, but joined battle with him in the plain of Megiddo. And the princes came against King Josiah. Then said the king unto his servants, "Carry me away out of the battle, for I am very weak." And immediately his servants took him away out of the battle. Then gat he up upon his second chariot, and being brought back to Jerusalem, died, and was buried in his father's sepulchre. And in all Jerry, they mourned for Josiah. Yea, Jeremiah the prophet lamented for Josiah, and the chief men with the women made lamentation for him unto this day. And this was given out for an ordinance to be done continually in all the nations of Israel. These things are written in the book of the stories of the kings of Judah, and every one of the acts that Josiah did, and his glory, and his understanding in the law of the Lord, and the things that he had done before, and the things now recited, are reported in the book of the kings of Israel and Judah. Verse 34. And the people took Jachaz, the son of Josiah, and made him king instead of Josiah his father, when he was 23 years old. And he reigned in Judea and in Jerusalem 3 months, and the king of Egypt deposed him from reigning in Jerusalem. And he set a tax upon the land of 100 talents of silver and 1 talent of gold. The king of Egypt also made King Joachim his brother king of Judea and Jerusalem. And he bound Joachim and the nobles, but Zacharias his brother he apprehended and brought him out of Egypt. 25 years old was Joachim when he was made king in the land of Judea and Jerusalem, and he did evil before the Lord. Wherefore, against him, Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, came up and bound him with a chain of brass and carried him into Babylon. Nebuchadnezzar also took of the holy vessels of the Lord and carried them away and set them in his own temple at Babylon. But those things that are recorded of him and of the uncleanness and impiety are written in the chronicles of the kings. And Joachim his son reigned in his stead. He was made king being 18 years old, and reigned but 3 months and 10 days in Jerusalem, and did evil before the Lord. So after a year, Nebuchadnezzar sent and caused him to be brought into Babylon with the holy vessels of the Lord, and made Zedekiah king of Judea and Jerusalem. when he was 120 years old, and he reigned 11 years. And he did evil also in the sight of the Lord, and cared not for the words that were spoken unto him by the prophet Jeremiah from the mouth of the Lord. And after that, King Nebuchadnezzar had made him to swear by the name of the Lord, he forswore himself and rebelled and hardened his neck, his heart. He transgressed the laws of the Lord God of Israel. The governors also of the people and of the priests did many things against the laws and passed all the pollutions of all nations and defiled the temple of the Lord, which was sanctified in Jerusalem. Nevertheless, the God of their fathers sent by his messenger to call them back, because he spared them and his tabernacle also. But they had his messengers in derision, and looked, when the Lord spake unto them, they made a sport of his prophets. So far forth that he, being wroth with his people for their great ungodliness, commanded the kings of the Chaldees to come up against them, who slew their young men with the sword, yea, even with the compass of their holy temple, and spread neither young men nor maid, old man nor child among them, for he delivered all into their hands. And they took all the holy vessels of the Lord, both great and small, with the vessels of the ark of God and the king's treasure, and carried them away into Babylon. As for the house of the Lord, they burnt it, and brake down the walls of Jerusalem, and set fire upon her towers. And as for her glorious things, they never ceased till they had consumed and brought them all to naught. And the people that were not slain with the sword, he carried into Babylon, who became servants to him and his children till the Persians reign to fulfill the word of the Lord spoken by the mouth of Jeremiah, until the land had enjoyed her Sabbaths the whole time of her desolation, shall she rest until the full term of 70 years. Amen. The book of 1 Ezra, chapter 2, verse 1. In the first year of Cyrus, king of the Persians, that the word of the Lord might be accomplished that he had promised by the mouth of Jeremiah, the Lord raised up the spirit of Cyrus, the king of Persia, and he made proclamation through all his kingdom, and also by writing, saying, "Thus saith Cyrus, king of the Persians, the Lord of Israel, the Most High Lord, hath made me king of the whole world, and commanded me to build him an house at Jerusalem in Judah. If therefore there be any of you that are of his people, let the Lord, even his Lord, be with him, and let him go up to Jerusalem that is in Judea, and build the house of the Lord of Israel, for he is the Lord that dwelleth in Jerusalem. Whosoever then dwell in the place about, let them help him, those, I say, that are his neighbors, with gold and with silver, with gifts, with horses, and with cattle, and other things which have been set forth by vow for the temple of the Lord at Jerusalem." Then the chief of the families of Judea and of the tribes of Benjamin stood up, the priests also and the Levites, and all that whose mind the Lord had moved to go up and to build an house for the Lord at Jerusalem. And they that dwelt round about them and helped them in all things with silver and gold, with horses and cattle, and with very many free gifts of great number whose minds were stirred up thereto. King Cyrus also brought forth the holy vessels, which Nebuchadnezzar had carried away from Jerusalem, and had set them up in his temples of idols. Now when Cyrus, king of Persians, had brought them forth, he delivered them to Mesherites, his treasure, and by they were delivered to Sanabasar, the governor of Judea. And this was the number of them, 1,000 golden cups, and 1,000 of silver, censers of silver, 29, vials of gold, 30, and of the silver, 2,410, and 1,000 other vessels. So all the vessels of gold and of silver which were carried away were 5,439. These were brought back by Sanbatsar, together with them of the captivity from Babylon to Jerusalem. 16. But in the time of Artaxerxes, king of Persians, Belmus and Mithronites, and Tobias, Tobias, and Erasmus and Betelmus were in commission with them, dwelling in Samaria and other places, wrote unto him against them that dwelt in Judea and Jerusalem these letters following. To King Artaxerxes, our Lord, thy servants, Rathamus, the story writer, and Similius, the scribe, and the rest of their councils, and the judges that are in Clarisia and Phoenix, be it now known to the Lord King, that the Jews that are up from you to us, being come into Jerusalem, that rebellious and wicked city, do build the marketplace, and repair the walls of it, and do lay the foundation of the temple. And now, if this city and the walls thereof be made up again, they will not only refuse to give tribute, but also rebel against kings. And forasmuch as the things pertaining to the temple are now in hand, we think it meet not to neglect such a matter, but to speak unto our Lord the King, to the intent that, if it be thy pleasure, it may be sought out in the books of thy fathers. And thou shalt find in the chronicles what is written concerning these things, and shalt understand that the city was rebellious, troubling both kings and cities, and the Jews, and that the Jews were rebellious, and raised always wars therein, for the which cause even this city was made desolate. Wherefore now we do declare unto thee, O Lord the King, that if this city be built again, and the walls thereof set up anew, thou shalt from henceforth have no passage unto Clarisia and Phoenix. Then the king wrote back again to Erasmus, the story writer, to Betelmus, to Similius, the scribe, and to the rest that were in commission and dwellers in Samaria and Syria and Phoenix after this manner. I have read the epistle which ye have sent unto me. Therefore, I commanded to make diligent search, and it hath been found that the city was from the beginning practicing against kings, and the men therein were given to rebellion and war, and that mighty kings and fierce were in Jerusalem, who reigned and exacted tributes in Clarisia and Phoenix. Now therefore I have commanded to hinder those men from building the city, and he to be taken that there be no more done in it, and that those wicked workers proceed no further to do annulments of kings. Then King Artaxerxes' letter being read, Rathamus and Similius, the scribe, and the rest that were in commission with them, removing in haste toward Jerusalem with a troop of horsemen and a multitude of people in battle array, began to hinder the builders, and the building of the temple in Jerusalem ceased until the second year of the reign of Darius, king of the Persians. The book of First Ezra, chapter 3, verse 1. Now when Darius reigned, he made a great feast unto all his subjects, and unto all his household, and unto all the princes of Media and Persia, and to all the governors and captains and lieutenants that were under him from India unto Ethiopia, of 127 provinces. And when they had eaten and drunken, and being satisfied, were gone home, then Darius the king went into his bedchamber and slept, and soon after awaked. Then three young men that were of the guard that kept the king's body spake one to another, "Let every one of us speak a sentence. He that shall overcome, and whose sentence shall seem wiser than the others, unto him shall the king Darius give great gifts and great things in token of victory, as to be clothed in purple, to drink in gold, and to sleep upon gold, and a chariot with bridles of gold, and an head tire of fine linen, and a chain about his neck. And he shall sit next to Darius, because of his wisdom he shall be called Darius, his cousin." And then everyone wrote his sentence, sealed it, and laid it upon King Darius, his pillow, and said that when the king is risen, some will give him the writings, and of whose side the king and the three princes of Persia shall judge his sentence in the wisest, to him shall the victory be given, as was appointed. The first wrote, "Wine is the strongest." The second wrote, "The king's is the strongest." The third wrote, "Women are strongest. But above all things, truth beareth away the victory." Verse 13. Now when the king was risen up, they took their writings and delivered them unto him, and so he read them. And sitting forth, he called all the princes of Persia and Media, the governors, and the captains, and the lieutenants, and the chief officers, and set him down in the royal seat of judgment, and the writings were read before him. And he said, call the young man, and they shall declare their own sentence. So they were called and came in. And he said unto them, declare unto us your mind concerning the writings. Then began the first, who had spoken of the strength of wine. And he said thus, O ye men, how exceeding strong is wine! It causeth all men to err that drink it. It maketh the mind of the king and of the fatherless child to be all one, of the bondman and of the free man, of the poor man and of the rich. It turneth also every thought into jollity and mirth, so that a man remembereth neither sorrow nor death. And it maketh every heart rich, so that a man remembereth neither king nor governor, and it maketh to speak all things by talents. And when they are in their cups, they forget their love both to friends and brethren, and a little after draw out swords. But when they are from the wine, they remember not what they have done. O ye men, is not wine the strongest that enforceth to do thus? And when he had so spoken, he held his peace. The book of 1 Ezra, chapter 4, verse 1. Then the second that had spoken of the strength of the king began to say, O ye men, do not men excel in strength that bear rule over sea and land and all things in them? But yet the king is more mighty, for he is Lord of all things, and have dominion over them, and whatsoever he commandeth them, they do. If he bid them make war the one against the other, they do it. If he send them out against the enemies, they go and break down mountains, walls, and towers. They slay and are slain, and transgress not the king's commandment. If they go to victory, to bring all the king as well to spoil as all things else. Likewise for those that are no soldiers and have not to do with wars, but use husbandry, when they have reaped again that which they have sown, they bring it to the king and compel one another to pay tribute unto the king. And yet he is but one man. If he command to kill, they kill. If he command to spare, they spare. If he command to smite, they smite. If he command to make desolate, they make desolate. If he command to build, they build. If he command to cut down, they cut down. If he command to plant, they plant. So all his people and his armies obey him. Further no more he lieth down. He eateth and drinketh and taketh his rest. And these kept watch round about him, neither may anyone depart and do his own business, neither disobey they him in anything. O ye men, how should not the king be mightiest, when in such sort he is obeyed? And he held his tongue. Then the third, who had spoken of women and of the truth, this was Zerubbabel, began to speak. O ye men, it is not the great king, nor the multitude of men, neither is it wine that excelleth. Who is it then that ruleth them, or hath the lordship over them? Are they not women? Women have borne the king, and are the people that bear rule by the land. Even of them came they, and they nourished them up that planted the vineyards from whence the wine cometh. These also maketh garments for men. These bring glory unto men. And without women cannot men be? Yea. And if men have gathered together gold and silver or any other goodly thing, do they not love a woman which is comely in favor and beauty? And letting all those things go, do they not gape and even with open mouth fix their eyes fast on her? And have not all been more desired unto her than other silver or gold or any goodly thing whatsoever? A man leaveth his own father that brought him up and his own country and cleaveth unto his wife. He striketh not to spread his life with his wife, and remembereth neither father, nor mother, nor country. By this also ye must know that women have dominion over you. Do ye not labor and toil and give and bring all to the woman? Yea, and man taketh his sword, and goeth his way to rob and to steal, to sail upon the sea and upon the rivers, and looketh upon the land, and goeth into the darkness. And when he hath stolen, spoiled, and robbed, he bringeth it to his love. Wherefore, a man loveth his wife better than father or mother. Yea, many there be that have run out of their wits for women, and become servants for their sakes. Many also have perished and have erred and sinned for women. And now do ye not believe me? Is not the king great in his power? Do not all regions fear to touch him? Yet did I see him and obtain the king's concubine, the daughter of the admirable Bardicus, sitting at the right hand of the king, and taking the crown from the king's head and setting it upon her own head, she also struck the king with her left hand. And yet for all this, the king gaped and gazed upon her with open mouth. If she laughed upon him, he laughed also. But if she took any displeasure at him, the king was fain to flatter that she might be reconciled to him again. O ye men, how can it be but women should be strong, seeing they do thus? Then the king and the princes looked one upon another. So he began to speak of the truth. O ye men, are not women strong? Great is the earth, high is the heaven, swift is the sun in his course, for he compasseth the heavens round about, and fetcheth his courses again to his own place in one day. Is he not great that maketh these things? Therefore great is the truth, and stronger than all things. All the earth crieth upon the earth, and the heaven blesseth it. All works shake and tremble at it, and with it is no unrighteous thing. Wine is wicked, the king is wicked, women is wicked, all the children of men are wicked, and such are all their wicked works, and there is no truth in them, and their unrighteousness also they shall perish. As for the truth, it endureth and is always strong, it liveth and conquereth forevermore. With her there is no accepting of persons or rewards, but she doeth the things that are just and refraineth from all unjust and wicked things, and all men do well like of her works. Neither in her judgment is any unrighteousness, and she is the strength, kingdom, and power, and majesty of all ages. Blessed be the God of truth. And with that he held his peace. And all the people then shouted and said, Great is truth, and mighty above all things. Then said the king to him, Ask what thou wilt more than is appointed in the writing, and we will give it thee, because thou art found wisest, and thou shalt sit next to me, and thou shalt be called my cousin. Then said he, the king, Remember that vow which thou hast vowed to build Jerusalem in the day when thou camest to thy kingdom, and to send away all the vessels that were taken away out of Jerusalem, which Cyrus set apart, when he vowed to destroy Babylon and to send them again thither. Thou also hast vowed to build up the temple with the Edomites burnt when Judea was made desolate by the Chaldees. And now, O Lord the King, this is that which I require and which I desire of thee, and this is the pricely liberty proceeding from thyself. Thou, the performance whereof, with thine own mouth, thou hast vowed to the king of heaven. Then Darius the king stood up and kissed him and wrote letters for him unto all the treasurers and lieutenants and captains and governors, that they should safely convene on their way both him and all those that go up with him to build Jerusalem. He wrote letters also unto the lieutenants that were in Cilicia and Phoenix, and unto them in Libanus, that they should bring cedar wood from Lebanus unto Jerusalem, and that they should build the city with him. Moreover, he wrote for all the Jews that went out of his realm up unto Jeri, concerning their freedom, that no officer, no ruler, no lieutenant, nor treasurer should forcibly enter into their doors, and that all the country which they hold should be free without tribute, and that the Edomites should give over the village of the Jews which they held. Yea, that there should be yearly given 20 talents of the building of the temple unto the time that it were built, and other 10 talents yearly to maintain the burnt offering upon the altar every day, as they had commanded to offer 17. And they all, and that all that they that went from Babylon to build the city should have free liberty, as well they asked their prosperity, and all the priests that went away. He wrote also concerning the charges and the priests' vestments, wherein they ministered, and likewise for the charges of the Levites to be given them until the day that the house were finished and Jerusalem built up. And he commanded to give to all that kept the city pensions and wages. He sent away also the vessels from Babylon that Cyrus set apart, and all that Cyrus had given in commandment, the same charge he also to be done, and sent unto Jerusalem. Now when this young man was gone forth, he lifted up his face to heaven toward Jerusalem and praised the King of heaven, and said, "From thee cometh victory, from thee cometh wisdom, and thine is the glory, and I am thy servant. Blessed art thou who has given me wisdom, for to thee I give thanks, O Lord our fathers." And so he took the letters and went out and came into Babylon and told it all his brethren. And they praised the God of their fathers because he had given them freedom and liberty to go up and to build Jerusalem and the temple which is called by his name. And they fasted with instruments of music and gladness 7 days. Amen. And all praise to the Father in Jesus' name. We have just read the book of 1 Ezra, chapter 1 through 4. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and doing of his word. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Great reading.
All praises.
All praises.
That was the Apocrypha, King James Version. That was 1 Ezra 1 through 4. Now we're about to
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Now we're about to go into the King James portions of the segment, picking it up at Genesis chapter 1 in verse 1.
Okay. Amen.
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 Genesis 1 and 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw the light that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. And God said, "Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters." And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. And God said, "Let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear," and it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas. And God saw that it was good. And God said, "Let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself, upon the earth, and it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind, and God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the third day. And God said, "Let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night, and let there be for signs and for seasons and for days and years, and let them be for light in the firmament of heaven to give light upon the earth." And it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth and to rule over the day and over the night and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day. And God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that hath life, and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. And God created great whales, and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind, and God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, be fruitful, and multiply, and fill the waters in the sea, and let fowl multiply in the earth. And the evening and the morning were the fifth day. And God said, let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping things, and beasts of the earth after his kind, and it was so. And God made the beasts of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind, and God saw that it was good. And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree, and which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed to you, it shall be for meat. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat, and it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Amen. Genesis chapter 2. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew, for the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was not a man to till the ground. But there went up a mist from the earth, and watered the whole face of the ground. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and for good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And a river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from thence it was parted and became into four heads. The name of the first is Pison, that is it which compasses the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold. And the gold of that land is good. There is beryllium and the onyx stone. And the name of the second river is Gihon. The same is it that compasses the whole land of Ethiopia. And the name of the third river is Sidekel, and it which goeth toward the east of Assyria. And the fourth river is Euphrates. 15. And the Lord God took the man and put him into the garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord, O God, commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest eat freely, But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. And the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helpmeet for him. And out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. And Adam gave names to all cattle, and to the fowl of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam there was not found an helpmeet for him. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib, which the Lord God had taken from man, made he a woman and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed. Amen. Genesis chapter 3. Now, the serpent was more subtile than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. For God doeth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he said, who told thee that thou was naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat? And the man said, the woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the woman, what is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle, and above every beast of the field. Upon the belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed, and it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. And to the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. And unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it, cursed is the ground for thy sake, and sorrow shall thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return into the ground. For out of it was thou taken, for dust thou art, and into dust thou shalt thou return. And Adam called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all living. And to Adam also and to his wife did the Lord God make coats of skin and clothe them. And the Lord God said,
Behold, the man is become as one of us, to know good and evil. And now, lest he put forth his hand, and take also of the tree of life, and eat, and live forever. Therefore the Lord God sent him forth from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from whence he was taken. So he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubim and a flaming sword, which turned every way, to keep the way of the tree of life. Amen. Amen. Genesis chapter 4. And Adam knew Eve his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. And she again bare his brother Abel. And Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in process of time it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering, but unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. And the Lord God said unto Cain, Why art thou wroth, and why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, then lieth at the door. And unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. And Cain talked with Abel his brother, and it came to pass, when they were in the field, that Cain rose up against Abel his brother and slew him. And the Lord said unto Cain, Where is Abel thy brother? And he said, I know not, am I my brother's keeper? And he said, What hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. And now art thou cursed from the earth, which hath opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand. When thou tillest the ground, it shall not henceforth yield unto thee her strength. A fugitive and a vagabond shalt thou be in the earth. And Cain said unto the Lord, My punishment is greater than I can bear. Behold, thou hast driven me out this day from the face of the earth, and from thy face shall I be hid. And I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond in the earth. And it shall come to pass that every one that findeth me shall slay me. And the Lord said unto him, Therefore, whosoever slayeth Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. And the Lord set a mark upon Cain, lest any finding him should kill him. And Cain went out from the presence of the Lord and dwelt in the land of Nod, on the east of Eden. And Cain knew his wife, and she conceived and bare Enoch. And he builded a city and called the name of the city after the name of his son Enoch. And unto Enoch was born Irad, and Irad begat Mahujadel, and Mahujadel begat Methuselah, and Methuselah begat Lamech, and Lamech took him two wives, and the name of the one was Adah, and the name of the other Zillah. And Adah bare Jabal. He was the father of such as dwell in tents, and of such as have cattle. Amen. And his brother's name was Jubal. He was the father of all such as handle the harp and organ. And Zillah, she also bare Tubal Cain, an instructor of every artificial in brass and iron. And the sister of Tubal Cain was Naamah. And Lamech said unto his wives, Adah and Zillah, Hear my voice, ye wives of Lamech. Hearken unto my speech. For I have slain a man to my wounding, and a young man to my hurt. If Cain shall be avenged sevenfold, truly Lamech 70 and sevenfold. And Adam knew his wife again, and she bare a son, and called his name Seth. For God said, she, have appointed me another seed instead of Abel, whom Cain slew. And to Seth, to him also there was born a son. and he called his name Enos. Then began man to call upon the name of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well,
amen.
Amen, Brother Isaiah.
Good stuff. All praise to the Father. We see you merciful.
Amen. And that was Genesis chapter 1 through chapter 4. So we stopped at the end.
All praise. We both stopped at the end.
Amen.
Well, we wanted to say, man, that was wonderful. And we can't wait to get back to that next Tuesday night. And, man, we'll be reading once again the Apocrypha and the King James Version. Well, we should say the King James Version of the Apocrypha and the King James Version of the Bible.
That's right. Amen.
Okay. Amen. They are one and the same. Someone said, why are you reading the Apocrypha? And, well, you know, they say, well, if it's not in the King James, brothers, it was not fit to be in there. Well, the Catholic Church moved to have it removed out of the Bible, right? But then they kept it in their Bibles.
Right.
It's still in their Bibles. Even now, even the ones they printed, even to this day. But they had it removed out of all of them. Ask yourself why. So with that being said, great reading, Brother Isaiah, the Apocrypha, great reading of the King James Version, Sister Rhea, Israel, gracious
peace.
Yeah,
I need more water next time. My mouth is getting all dried up.
Well, you should know that when you're reading, definitely have something to drink.
Amen. You know, yeah, I'll make sure.
Be conscious of that as we get into the more warmer month. Mm-hmm. Okay. So with that being said, we're going to be back here tomorrow.
Amen.
All right. For the Nation of Peace of Israelites with our brother, Nakomi Swanson, a.k.a. Nehemiah Israel, a.k.a. Nehemiah Israel, a.k.a.
Israel.
Bringing what?
That
kingdom of Edomite.
Oh, hey, sister.
Yes.
Hey, sister Mary.
Hey, it's good to hear your voice.
Thank you, dear.
Thank you, dear.
Amen.
And Sister Mary, thank you for that beautiful lunch. We really enjoyed ourselves. Thank you.
Oh, my goodness, I enjoyed you guys.
And he slept like a baby.
Really?
Aww.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
So, with that being said, you want to be back here tomorrow evening, once again, for the Nation of Peace of Israelites with our brother Nakomi Swanson, bringing that kingdom state of mind. Amen.
Kingdom state of mind.
So, everyone, we want to thank everyone for their time and for listening. You know, the sounds of living waters, and we hope and pray that we edify someone. And as we say here at the Sounds of Living Waters, do what?
Read
your Bible.
Yes.
Read.
Amen.
Yes, on Tuesday night, read your Apocrypha and Bible. Huh?
Amen.
All praise.
Amen. All right. Well, hey, grace and peace, everyone. See you guys tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock, same channel, same station.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Times of the living water, times of the living water, times of the living water, radio show. Times of the living water, times of the living water, times of the living water, radio show. Times of the living water, times of the living water, times of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show.